We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Norman Leahy is a reporter for Real Clear Investigations, the editor at Ballotpedia, and the Virginia blogger for the Washington Post. And Norman, it is time for us to ask this question that a lot of political people are wondering now that the General Assembly has concluded and the clock is ticking towards the November elections here in Virginia. What do you think the impact is going to be of the scandals that still are kind of lingering over Governor Northam, the lieutenant governor, and his unique legal challenges, and that blackface issue for the attorney general, Mark Herring? You think this is a problem?
Well, think back to where we were 6 weeks ago or so, John. It seems like six lifetimes ago, doesn't it? It seemed like the world was collapsing, but now 6 weeks later, it looks like everybody's sort of getting back to normal. Mm-hmm. And in my post column, I talked with Randolph Macon professor Lauren Bell about this. I asked her the same question. Do these scandals have any effect, potential effect, on the November elections? And she said no. And that really, these elections are going to come down to fundamentals, which was surprising, but also deeply refreshing. Mm-hmm. Because that means that fundamentals still matter.
Still
knocking
count
on doors still matters. Identifying your voter still matters.
All right.
There are a few things that do overarch all of this. Of course, the upwards of 200,000 new voters that have come on the rolls since 2017, and the Supreme Court case lingering over 11 House districts.
Yeah. All right. So I'm not attacking you, Norman, because I like you. even though you work for the Washington Post, okay? But
yeah.
let me ask you, if this was a Republican governor with the same kind of allegations, or I mean, they're not even allegations, issues lingering, do you really think that the mainstream press in the state and nationally would kind of turn away as quickly as they have in this case? Objectively, do you think that a Republican governor would still be sitting in the governor's mansion, not, having a mob in front of their house? And by mob, I mean reporters kind of beating down the doors.
Very hard to say in truth, John. The one analog that immediately leaps to mind is, do you remember the 2009 gubernatorial campaign when the Post, the paper I write for, went after Bob McDonald's graduate thesis? I think nearly with 200 articles on that in the course of the campaign, refusing to let it go. McDonald went on to win a landslide.
Yeah.
That was despite their best efforts. You've also been on the other side of a campaign, in the Allen Senate campaign.
Well, you know, that's what I'm thinking. George Allen apologized over and over again, and I was there with him doing the apologies, and it still didn't go away, and they kept beating the heck out of him. So I have a little, I have to be candid with the audience. I have a little bit of personal bias here that I have to factor into this, but I just feel like even though I don't think the governor should resign, and I don't think he's done anything that's that horrible, not like burning a cross on somebody's yard or beating up anybody, which would immediately send me into a rage. I just can't imagine that if this was a Republican, that everybody would kind of go back to sipping their cocktails here.
Well, let's think of it this way. Had Justin Fairfax not ended up in his predicament, we wouldn't be having the discussion. Ralph Northam would be gone.
Right. Well, that's probably true. Now, I'm watching the clock, but how do you think this plays with the presidential candidates who are out there trying to seek the Democrat nomination? Can you see even somebody like Joe Biden standing on a campaign stage with Ralph Northam anytime soon?
Joe Biden, who knows?
Okay.
But I certainly cannot see somebody like Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, a whole progressive side of the Democratic field, standing with him with Ralph Northam. And that's going to be a fascinating thing to watch through this November election, too. How public a face is he going to have? That's another thing I asked Professor Bell about. She said, look, Democrats in Virginia are not at a shortage of star power. Mm-hmm. Two U.S. senators they can use to campaign and raise money.
But do they have to trash him? Is that going to be part of the requisite language? When you come to Virginia, you must trash the governor and the attorney general minimally.
We'll have to wait and see. I would hope not. We don't need to be having a continual two-minute hate on anybody after a time. But who knows? In this current environment, it seems anything goes. And yet, I don't know how stable the political ground is on accusations like that. And but we're running an experiment in real time to see how a scandal that hit in February, what are the ramifications come November.
Ralph Northam's flexing his vetoing muscles, it seems. He's not, you know, he's not doing a lot of interviews, but he's, it's not like he's disappeared. He's engaging.
Yeah, he has. It's interesting. The bills he's vetoed at least three, two on environmental issues, pollution issues, one on gun concealed weapons permits for non-residents. All three of those bills passed the House, originated in the House of Delegates, passed on party line votes. And, you know, to override a veto, it goes back to the House, the bill originated, and you need a two-thirds vote to override the veto. Those votes aren't there because they were party line to begin with. So Northam is sort of getting back into the game here. It's selective issues, global warming, greenhouse gases on the one hand, guns on another. We'll see how much and how far that goes. But the other thing I thought was fascinating is Friday, he sent out for the first time in a month and a half his week in review. Which shows Ralph signing bills, talking to people, shaking hands. Who knows how old some of those photos were.
Really?
But it's the first time that has come out in since the scandal broke in early February.
Yeah.
So Ralph may be feeling a little bit more confident about things now that the legislature's gone home.
We've still got his chair sitting right here with the microphone ready for him whenever he wants to come back to WRVA. We would welcome him, treat him nicely. Ask the tough questions, but treat him nicely. Norman Leahy, the Virginia blogger for The Washington Post and the editor at Ballotpedia, really appreciate it. Thank you, Norman.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.